Welcome to the Paranormal News Insider Report for August 2010, here on the Grand Dark Conspiracy. I'm Brian Parsons, your host, as we reflect on the most important paranormal news stories of the last month. In cryptid news, Bigfoot is alive and well once again. Last month, we reported on a farmer in North Carolina who found 15-foot long by 8-inch wide tracks, and a prior story from June where a man made a 911 call that described his recent and ongoing run-ins with a Bigfoot on his property. Now, a podcast host claims he was in contact with a man named Mike that had proof that Bigfoot existed on his property, and that he sees him all the time. The plot thickened over a few days until a film crew showed up and realized the guy was just seeing things. Great. But little credibility, the possibility of Bigfoot existing, or people believing in the possibility, has now left a salty taste in the mouths of the general public that tastes an awful lot like beef jerky. Multiple sightings of chupacabra were made in July in Texas within 10 miles of each other, and another report of chupacabra sightings came from Oklahoma. A bunch of teens snapped a cell phone shot of a hairless, four-legged creature, which looked remarkably like a coyote with mange, that they are sure is a chupacabra. The Loch Ness Monster, or other potential sea monster, was seen off the British coast, and a very fuzzy, indistinguishable photo was also taken. Odds are pretty good this was an explainable sighting, but not enough information or evidence is present to make any determination. And in UFO news, the airport in Shaoxing, China was shut down during a UFO encounter. However, no evidence has been provided to back up the sighting. Many UFO over China photos and videos have been pouring in from all over the internet. However, they have all been proven to be fakes or misinterpretations. China has become a huge hotspot for UFO sightings, but unfortunately has also become the target of many hoaxes as well. And in ghost news, former Grand Dark Conspiracy guest Lloyd Auerbach is hosting some live teleconferences starting August 9th, and will have more in the coming weeks. Visit his MySpace page at myspace.com/Lloyd Auerbach, that's LloydAuerbach, for more details. Questions, comments can be directed at insider@paranewsinsider.com. And in other news, scientists are closing in on the Higgs boson, or the so-called God particle. Scientists at the Large Hadron Collider facility near Geneva, Switzerland, have had several possible detections of top quark particles, which are the heaviest elementary particles known to science. These top quarks have previously only been produced in a lab in Illinois. This is a nice step for particle physics and could also lead to many new theories about multi-dimensions to other topics including ghosts and UFOs. Conferences, conventions, festivals, and other paranormal gatherings. Well, while 2010 is in the middle of summer, the convention list is dwindling. August 13th to the 15th is the Arizona Paranormal Conference in Phoenix, Arizona. The Ohio Paranormal Convention takes place August 21st and 22nd, which I will be speaking there along with John Sable. The 2010 Haunted America East Coast Conference takes place August 27th and 28th in Barnstable, Massachusetts. ParanormaCon 2010 takes place September 11th in Fort Wayne, Indiana. And the 9th Annual Mothman Festival kicks off September 18th and lasts through the 19th in where else but Point Pleasant, West Virginia. Just to let you know, we are not associated in any way with any event listed unless otherwise stated. And we cannot guarantee any information provided. Please check with the appropriate website for particular information. If you have any information about any event and would like to hear it here, please let us know at insider@paranewsinsider.com. Be sure to visit the Grand Dark Conspiracy on Facebook as well as the gdc.ning.com site. I'll see you there, and I'll see you next month on the Grand Dark Conspiracy. For the Paranormal News Insider, I'm Brian Parsons.
Our intro theme is by Andrew Reed, Investigating the Phantom Signal. It is provided by the Podcast Music Network at podcastsafemusic.com.